The U.S. Drug Enforcement Administration is opening a new Michigan office, the seventh in our state. This one will be in Traverse City. Timothy Planson is the special agent in charge of the DEA's Detroit Field Division. Timothy, welcome. What's happening in Traverse City and northern Michigan to warrant opening this new office?
The opioid epidemic, it's been a problem and growing and surging everywhere in the state of Michigan. So that's one reason. To get ahead of it, basically, we need to be up there. We need to prosecute some of these traffickers federally, and we need to collaborate better with our partners, Michigan State Police and all the other law enforcement agencies up there. I mean, there's many reasons to have it up there, but the opioid epidemic is kind of the driving force in a lot of this.
Help us understand how a DEA presence boosts the power of these local police agencies in fighting illegal drugs.
Sure, it makes it a significant force multiplier. I mean, not only are we bringing two DEA agents up there, HSI is going to have a presence there as well, and we're going to deputize 2 to 3 task force officers, which gives them the same authorities as DEA agents, and they can travel, they carry a DEA task force officer badge, so they have the same authority. So that gives us probably 5 to 7 essentially federal investigators up there. In addition, it allows for us to pursue federal prosecution in a much more effective manner.
So you're able to get outside of Michigan and target suppliers and traffickers from across the country and outside of the country.
Absolutely. So, I mean, years ago, investigations would sometimes they would stop or just kind of wouldn't go real far because they get after an organization up, say, in northern Michigan and do a great job. But this allows us to share intelligence and prosecute at the federal level, but also investigate at the federal level, which gives us the authorities to go outside of the northern Michigan region into other cities, states, and even countries to target the sources of supply.
Are there some special challenges specific to northern Michigan that you're expecting your agents to encounter?
Luckily, we're partnered with the state police and the Traverse Narcotics Team with several of the county sheriff's detectives, and they know the area so well. So a lot of the challenges, they'll help us overcome, and their partnership and guidance is crucial to making this a success. So other than other challenges now, I mean, we're prepared to be fluid. If the opioid epidemic, hopefully someday it's a thing of the past, but methamphetamine's becoming quite a problem in many parts of the country, including northern Michigan. And so that's one thing after another that law enforcement has to combat, basically, to keep the community safe.
In fact, that's what I was wondering. I mean, we're so focused on opioid drug abuse, and I'm wondering what's on the horizon beyond that that we should be watching closely and preparing for right now.
Sure. I mean, and methamphetamine's definitely one of them. I mean, it's the one-pot labs or there's nowhere near as many of them now as there used to be. It's much cheaper to get methamphetamine from Mexico. Cocaine production is on the rise, and methamphetamine production is on the rise. The cartels are pushing it everywhere they can, and certainly northern Michigan is falling victim like many, many other areas. The push for methamphetamine use, they're businesses. These cartels are businesses, and when they see a market, they're going to push it onto the market and try to get folks to be addicted, which is terrible because addiction is so terrible, but it's certainly the cartel's MO. They want addiction, and they want to be able to continue to push opioids and methamphetamine or whatever drug they can to feed addiction and use.
Bottom line, how do you want this new DEA office to make an impact in the Traverse City area in northern Michigan?
Better collaboration, better intelligence sharing. Those are all crucial to be able to expand those investigations outside of the area and throughout the United States and the world. So certainly we're looking for that, and I think that would benefit, well, I know it will benefit everybody. It'll benefit the community. It'll keep people safer. It'll benefit the investigations. The big thing is the opioid epidemic. I mean, right now, that's the main focus, and of course, as I mentioned, we'll adjust as necessary, but to reduce overdoses and be a partner in the community. I mean, the other thing, too, that's really important to mention is that we're not just going to arrest everybody and it'll be the end of it. This is a partnership, in essence, with treatment, with education and enforcement. All of us need to work together in some way, shape, or form collaboratively to combat all of these, this epidemic and any other epidemic that comes next.
DEA Special Agent in Charge, Timothy Planson, thank you so much for speaking with us. Great to have you with us.
Thanks for having me.